Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome back. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, March 10th, 2023. I'm so excited about today's program. I thought we were coming back from a break. It goes by so fast. First segment was so fast, people couldn't even hear it. How about that? It was the speed of sound.
That probably get them excited. How you doing today, Melody?
Well, I was doing okay.
That's all right. Hey, that's live radio. If you didn't make mistakes, it won't be fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much going on, and I was, you know, again, looking at some headlines and so forth, and I almost had to chuckle at this one. I didn't open the article, but it says, I mean, we talk a lot about San Francisco and the problems that they're having, you know, with the homeless and all the things that these people do and the needles on the streets and everything like that. And San Francisco is the healthiest city in America.
I saw that. I did.
It's like, okay. But I had a conversation with someone today, and they had recently gone to Austin, Texas. And they told me they were shocked, because I always thought Austin would have been a pretty awesome city to go to. And she said she was surprised at the amount of homeless, the drug needles littering the streets. She said she was just really, so she didn't expect to see that in Austin, Texas.
I'm afraid that's America today, about every big city.
Yeah.
It's sad, but I'm afraid it is.
And I don't know who's the head of Austin, but I don't think, I mean, certainly we look to those, you know, the bigger cities that are led by, you know, the liberal politicians, but I think it's both sides that we see these problems anymore. I don't know, but probably not as much maybe in a Republican-led area, but who knows? We don't have all the exact numbers, but it doesn't matter who's in there. It's a shame that this is happening, and it does come down from the top. So what's being allowed and so forth. So anyway, all it takes is a little bit, is one bank to close and, you know, to ring the contagion alarm and people beginning to.
That's a powerful story.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that as soon as I'm done with the market report.
Powerful story.
Gold today is up $37, $1,869, wow. Up a little over 2%. Silver was up almost 2.25%, $20.60. Platinum was up $16 at $970. Palladium was down 10 bucks at $1,464. A little pressure on the dollar, not a whole lot, 0.64 at 104.59. 104.59. You know, oil was up just a little bit, 82 cents at 76.54. And the markets were down, I believe, over 400 points at one point in time, but we're looking that they came back. Now it's down just a little over 1% at 345 points to the downside, 31,909. S&P was down almost 1.5%, 3,861. The NASDAQ was down 1.75% at 11,138. Europe had a little bit of a beating. They were all negative across the board. You know, they were all down about 1.75%+ all across the board. Asia got hit a little bit. The Nikkei was down, you know, 1.6%. Hang Seng is the one that got hammered. It was down 3%. And the Shanghai was down 1.40%. With this news in the banking, the 10-year yield dropped quite a bit. It is now 3.68. The beginning of the week, it was over 4. Oil today, natural gas was still down 4% at 2.42 for natural gas. So there you have it. Now we have the second biggest bank collapse in U.S. history. All right. It happened in just 48 hours.
Yep, it did.
So there, the downward spiral began late Wednesday when it surprised investors with news that it needed to raise $2.25 billion just to shore up its balance sheet. And that was the hysteria-induced bank run caused by VCs. And I'll talk a little bit more about it as far as what's going on. This just had some interesting details. But, yes, it really is the second biggest bank collapse in U.S. history. Let that sink in. That's the headline from CNBC. Let that sink in. And it happened in 48 hours. Not a lot of notice, is it? But I'll guarantee you there was some notice for some. So the California banking regulators closed the SVB Financial Group. It's the largest bank failure since the financial crisis and, of course, trying to protect depositors. The regulator appointed the FDIC as receiver, and they will try to dispose of their assets. SVB is Silicon Valley Bank. Now, this was the first bank to fail this year. Oh, that's right. We're just in March. The last bank that was FDIC insured was Almena State Bank in Kansas, and that happened back in October 23, 2020. So the main office and all branches of Silicon Valley Bank will reopen on March 13th, and all insured depositors will have full access to their insured deposits. Insured deposits. So if you had anything over than their limit, guess what, baby? You're lost. Technology workers whose paychecks relied on the bank were worried about getting paid on Friday. An SVB branch in San Francisco showed a scotch-taped note telling clients to call a toll-free number. So we don't know if they got the paychecks or not. Highly unlikely. And again, Dan Nelson, CEO of Cato Digital, was on a line outside of SVB Santa Clara headquarters hoping to get answers. If you're all here and things are locked up, it's very difficult to operate your company. But they just came out to tell us the bank is shut down. U.S. banks have lost over $100 billion in stock market value over the past 2 days. European banks lost another $50 billion in value. And this is all according to Reuters' calculation. Christopher Whalen, chairman of Whalen Global Advisors, there could be a bloodbath next week as banks are in trouble. The short sellers are out there, and they are going to attack every single bank, especially the smaller ones. Okay? Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, she says, it's a matter of concern when banks experience losses, she said. But they were monitoring the situation. Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy and that they got a handle on things? The FDIC said it would seek to sell SVB's assets and that future dividend payments may be made to uninsured depositors. So if they get enough, then that money that wasn't insured, maybe you'll get it. The startup-focused lender scrambled this week to reassure its venture capital clients their money was safe. After a capital raise led to its stock collapsing 60%. That contributed to wiping out $80 billion in value. Of course, their shares were halted today after tumbling as much as 66%. I already mentioned that it began Wednesday and Thursday, with the episode spreading concern about hidden risks in the sector and its vulnerability to the rising cost of money. But we did see banking shares. They were off their lows today. Mid-sized banks were hit hard today as SVB's failure reverberated across the financial industry. The S&P 500 regional banks index dropped over 5%. Bringing its loss this week to 19%. And again, we're going back to 2009 as its worst week. The index, the S&P 500 banks index dropped 0.5% after a 6.6% decline yesterday. So again, Europe's stocks banking index fell almost 4%. That's the biggest one-day slide in about a year. Chief market strategist Corpay, Carl Shimoda, said Silicon Valley Bank is shedding light on vulnerabilities across the U.S. banking sector, primarily in the bond holdings that many large institutions hold. Now, these are statements from folks that usually are very Wall Street friendly. And they don't come out with these types of statements. So we should be paying attention to all of this. And again, higher interest rates. It's been pretty quiet since the Fed's been making up these, raising these interest rates. It has an impact. You know, just because he raised it the first or second or third, you don't have immediate impacts. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody for years. Just wait. But these higher interest rates have caused the market for initial public offerings to shut down for many startups. They made private fundraising more costly. And we saw the Silicon Valley Bank clients began pulling money out to meet their liquidity needs. Everything is all fine and dandy as long as everything remains the same. But once you get a little hiccup in there and people can't start making their payments, they're going to start withdrawing their funds. To fund the redemptions, SVB sold on Wednesday a $21 billion bond portfolio consisting mostly of U.S. Treasuries. On Thursday, they announced it would sell $2.25 billion in common equity and preferred convertible stock to fill its funding hole. A UK-based principal at a venture capital firm asked to be anonymous because he is not authorized to speak to press said that his firm had rushed to pull single-digit millions from four accounts at Silicon Valley Bank late on Thursday. Now, I'm sure they were warned to pull out their money. You know, the source characterized the situation as chaos. He said that almost all of his firm's U.S.-based funds and investments bank with SVB, and it was not known if those firms had been able to pull out funds. The technology sector, we know, has been hit hard, and stress has appeared in other corners of the market as rates rise. We all know Silvergate Capital Corp, the crypto-focused bank, they said on Wednesday it planned to wind down operations and voluntarily liquidate after they were hit with losses following the collapse of FTX. You know, Butch, short sellers in SVB has profited by $717 million since Wednesday's close. And it truly is, can happen very fast. You have U.S. lenders, First Republic Bank and Western Alliance said today their liquidity and deposits remain strong, aiming to calm investors worried of a spillover of risk from the SVB financial group. So shares of the three banks slumped 20 and 60% in choppy trading. So
you shouldn't leave your money in the bank. Put it where you can keep an eye on it and maybe some kind of asset that's worth something. When the banks do finally make a total collapse, the dollar will go to nothing also, folks. We're just telling you, this is happening. This is not a scenario that could happen. This happened. And it, as Demelli said, it rattled the banks all across country. I mean,
across
if one could go down.
All across
the
world.
Really, around the world, I'm sure, yeah. If one could go down, two could go down. And I want to tell you right now, I don't care if your deposits are insured by FDIC. They can't cover every bank in this country.
Cover. Nope.
So just forget it. It's just gone. Guess it by. Get it out of paper and get it in hard assets. And I mean, you may do it pretty quick and quick because you're going to lose ground if you don't. Go ahead, Melody.
And so, and I think that the couple of key things is it happens so quick. And them coming out saying it could be a bloodbath. And, I mean, this has gone to European banks. And the chaos that occurs. And, you know, there's vulnerabilities all across the banking sector, primarily in the bond holdings that you have these large institutions that hold. Most retirement accounts, your pensions, at least a third is held in bonds. We've known there's been a bond bubble we've been talking about the bond bubble bursting for 20 years. And this is what happens with these rising interest rates. And he's expecting to do some more in 2 weeks. Depends on how much of an impact this has, I think, whether he will or not. He can't very well. And I'll tell you what, folks, they don't give a darn about inflation. They really don't. They were just saving face. They'll cut rates sooner, and they don't care what inflation does. They don't care what it does to you. You know,
well, actually,
so it,
actually they, inflation benefits the government, you know that.
Absolutely it does. And they'll just lie. Just like today's job report. Let me go ahead and pull that up. It's like, okay, sure. So this really puts Fed between a rock and a hard place. Let me see if I can. Payrolls rose 311,000 in February. Now, if it wasn't for this bank closing, you know the Fed would come out and be doing higher rates in 2 weeks. supposedly their higher rates were supposed to calm this number. Supposed to slow the economy. Well, I believe the economy is slowing, but their their numbers aren't showing it. And but what is also slowing is this first segment, because we're speeding up because we're heading into a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. So, and again, it's just the quickness. It all began when Peter Thiel's Founders Fund and other high-profile venture capitalist firms advised their portfolio companies to pull money from the bank. But I bet you didn't get a call, and you won't get a call. So, well, anyway.
That was a big piece of evidence that we've been talking about for a long time, folks, and this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. I don't know how else to word it to you. This is only the beginning. Oh, man, it probably won't happen tomorrow or next week, but this is only the beginning. We don't know what's going to happen. I had no clue about the Sun Valley Bank. I had no idea. I don't guess what 99% of people didn't. The ones that did were on the inside, and they come out, I'm sure, like a bandit, but that's just the way it is.
Well, what I did know, though, what we've talked about in this program is the rising interest rates.
Yes.
Because number one, you got these corporations that have to refinance. They can't afford the new rates for money to get to pay their debts, to pay their bills. So they have to start liquidating as part of it. So, I mean, they have no money. Just like our government.
Sad part is corporations can't print their own money, though.
And you know what? The government can only print it for so long, too.
Yeah, They've been carrying that fiasco for quite a while. It's going to come to an end. But give people an idea what places, people that are wise are doing this, and this is something that people may want to pay attention to. Central banks extend gold buying streak in preparation for currency uncertainty. The banks are preparing for currency uncertainty. The World Global Gold Council reported on March 2nd that central bank demand for gold picked up from where it left off in 2022. According to the WGC, there have been an addition of 31 tons to the global gold reserves in January. A total, which represents a 16% monthly increase, fell comfortably within the 20-60-ton range of reported purchase of the last 10 consecutive months of net buying. Central banks are buying gold. I mean, why? If they're comfortable with what's going on, why are they buying gold? Well, you said because of currency uncertainty. That means the dollar. That means the yuan. That means the ruble. That means all those. Worldwide uncertainty with the dollar or a currency, because it's not worth anything. It's not backed anything. So they protect themselves. Nelly, how much clear can you put that?
I don't know.
I mean, if banks are protecting themselves, don't you think we should too, much as possible?
You would think so.
And to show you how, well, Perth, Australia, Mint sold billions in diluted gold to China. Try to cover it up. Imagine that. Over the years, we have periodically reported of the occasional gold bar discovered as counterfeit, including gold-plated tungsten bars. But most of it, if not all, have been via third-party fraudsters. This time is different, however, as overnight reports via Australia's ABC News claims that the historic Perth Mint is facing a potential $9 billion recall of gold bars after selling diluted or doped bullion to China and then covering it up. Gold doping is a somewhat accepted practice in the industry, and it's not illegal, but it's high risk for refiners, as it lowers the quality of bullion by adding impurities like silver or copper. Uncovered documents, ABC News said uncovered documents starts charting the WA government-owned Mint decision to begin doping its gold in 2018. So it began on 5 years. While the gold remained above broader industry standards, the report estimated up to 100 tons of gold sent to Shanghai Gold Exchange potentially did not comply with Shanghai's strict standards for silver content. So, one Perth Mint insider who asked not to be named as he could face 5 years in jail for the identities revealed, saying, scandal of the highest level. I'd say that made some officials in China a little bit upset, I would say, because they sold them not pure product. And done unintentionally. That since 2018, you know, that just wasn't an accident. It's been 5 years. So if it'd been an accident, it may happen once, and they would have caught it maybe twice. But the 5 years, no. No. And folks, that's a much bigger scale than we can afford to buy at, but bring it down to our scale. You need to find somebody you can trust. You need to find somebody that's not going to rip you off with this, but selling something that's for double the price without it, just because it's pretty and it looks nice in a case. You need to get somebody that's going to tell you what they think you need to survive with what money you have. And that's Melody Cederstrom right now. I'm telling you, that's who it is. You need to call her and ask them questions. You don't have to buy anything. Just call and ask some questions. And I'm sure that she'll do everything in her power to help you understand these things, won't you, Melody?
Absolutely. And again, I just want to say this one thing, and then because there's a lot of news out there we want to talk about. Is I had a call today and a customer, and he wanted to invest a significant amount. And he said he talked to somebody else, and they were trying to talk him into taking an IRA. And he didn't have an IRA that he was rolling over. He had the cash in his bank that he was going to make an outright purchase. I said, well, why would they want to do that? He says, I know. He says, and they want to store it in a vault. I says, well, where's the vault? And here it was their vault. And I was like, please, folks, please don't ever store your metals in a broker, in a gold dealer's vault. It could be very secure, no problems. I'm not saying there's issues out there. I'm just saying, does it really make sense to you? Does it truly, really make sense? You don't know if they really purchased it. You don't know if they are using it to sell. And as long as everything is calm and quiet, if people call and want it shipped to them, it'll happen. But in times of chaos, things change. Things are exposed. And again, there's probably some really good ones out there. I haven't heard anything. It's just common sense. You don't want
common sense tells me if it's not in your possession, it's not yours.
I mean, you moved to gold because you didn't want the banks holding your dollars.
Right.
So why would you allow a gold dealer to hold your gold? All right.
Those same possessions, 9/10 of the law. All you had to show that you bought is a piece of paper, and I'm not saying that isn't legal, but if it's not there, legal or not, it's not there. You buy it and put it in your own possession, it's there. You know where it is.
Even with an IRA. I mean, an IRA, the metals get shipped to a depository. We issue tracking numbers. Once it gets to the depository, it's confirmed with the IRA trust company. So we know it's there. We know when it leaves the shipping department, we track it. It gets there. We know who receives it because they have to sign. So it's there. It's confirmed. But anyway, there's still risks. I'm not saying there's no risks. But you have a much greater risk with a dealer-held vault.
I agree.
All right,
I'm
done.
Okay. Senator Manchin, right here from good old West Virginia, he said, I can't tell you Biden's budget is anywhere close to where we need to be on deficit. At best, Manchin is a moderate. Moderate. He's not conservative, maybe not all the way to the other side either. But he's a politician also. He's going to be running for office again here next year. So on Thursday broadcast of CNN this morning, Senator Joe Manchin stated that while he's pleased with President Joe Biden trying to change a fiscal trajectory, I can't tell you that the $3 trillion deficit reduction over the next decade that Biden wants to achieve with the budget is enough if it's anywhere close to where we need to be. Manchin said, shouldn't we be looking at how we accumulated so much debt so quickly? Joe, it's a little bit late for that, but anyway. And both sides are to blame, and that's true. So Democrats want to blame Republicans. Republicans want to blame Democrats, and this is an American problem we have to fix. The blame game is not going to fix it. I can't tell you if $3 trillion is enough, if it's anywhere close to where we need to be. But I can tell you we've accumulated over $17-18 trillion from $13 trillion to $31.5 trillion as we speak. That breaks down to $94,000 per person in America. For every person in America, children, everybody, that's $94,000. If we do nothing, which I'm happy to see the president changing the trajectory, but if we do nothing, we would not be a superpower of the world. We've got to start getting our financial house in order, period, and it's going to be tough. He told the truth on that one. He did. cutting that $3 trillion sounds great. But it's not much when you're in debt like America truly is. Any comments, Melody?
Yes. What I just said a couple of days ago, the budget is just ridiculous. And, you know, I read it somewhere that they're looking for in 10 years, you know, he cut it for $3 trillion in 10 years, that our deficit's going to be $50 trillion in 3 years, in 10 years. So it's stupid. All that thing budget was coming out of this administration was a campaign.
Of course.
Speech. That's all it was.
Now Biden wants to raise taxes on businesses 28%. I mean, this is going to cripple small businesses. There's no doubt about it. It is. You can't destroy the base you build on. You can't bleed it dry and expect to keep on giving. It doesn't work that way.
Now, I also read, Butch, that they're talking about, you know, whether you lower taxes or raise taxes. It wasn't about getting money for, you know, to support the spending. It was to adjust the economies, whether it was too fast or too slow. You raise rates, you raise those tax rates, and businesses will slow. You lower them, business picks up. So that's probably more true than anything else.
It does make better sense, actually. And by the way, a couple of days ago, our governor, West Virginia, signed the biggest tax decrease in the state's history. So that's good. I'm not going to save fortune people, at least not common people like myself, but it's going to save something. But they cut the tax more than any time in the state history. Donald Trump, now this article is a little bit late, folks, for Donald Trump. Donald Trump demands all January 6 detainees be released from prison after Tucker Carlson airs never-before-seen footage of Capitol riots. Let them go free now, he said. Former President Donald Trump called for the immediate release of all detained January 6 rioters this week after Tucker Carlson aired never-before-seen surveillance footage of the Capitol insurrection, RadarOnline.com has learned. And a sudden development to come shortly after Carlson aired the footage on Fox News on Monday night, Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, to demand the release of all those arrested during Capitol riots on January 6, 2021. Well, Mr. Trump, where were you when you could have done it yourself? Where were you? Too late now, Mr. Trump. You have no authority. But when you were still a president when this happened, why didn't you pardon those people immediately? If you really thought they railroaded, if you didn't trust the news, you called fake news, so I know you couldn't trust it, right? Why didn't you return them? Why didn't you give them a pardon immediately? It's hard for me to believe, Melody, that he didn't have access to the surveillance tapes while he was still a president.
I mean, exactly. I think it begins with a capital C campaign.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's all it has to do. He's just garnering his voter base. And, you know, and what I have a problem with is the liberal side, the other side, is like, okay, this media, if you think the information that Tucker is releasing is false, well, talk about it. Show us. Show us how it's false. Instead of doing all these lawsuits and saying they're crazy and all this kind of stuff, just show us, prove it. Take the same video and say, this is wrong here. This is what he says, and we have this to counteract what he's saying. But they can't do it.
No, they can't do it.
They can't do it.
And Carlson is getting hit from both sides. Republicans, Democrats, both are banging on him for showing the video. So I just go show you that most of them are wrapped up in it from the beginning. I'm sure there's some congressmen and senators maybe are glad it's out. But a lot of them aren't. Mitch McConnell's one of them. He was very upset about this coming out.
Maybe that's why he's in the hospital. Maybe that's why he fell.
Maybe it is.
I wish him well. Don't get me wrong. I wish him well.
DeSantis indicates privately he intends to run in 2024 as allies prepare. This is now Davenport, Iowa, where he was, I think, today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has indicated privately that he intends to run for president, according to two people familiar with his comments. A political committee that seeks to draft DeSantis into the race unlaunched Thursday and is likely to serve as an approved outside spending vehicle for his campaign, three people familiar with the planning said. And DeSantis will visit the early nominating states of Iowa on Friday and Nevada on Saturday as he tours the country promoting his memoir. The public and private movements underline how far along DeSantis and his allies are in their preparation for the 2024 campaign, even as the Florida governor has not said publicly that he will enter the race. Allies do not expect him to announce a run until after the Florida state legislature session ends in May. We will see. We will see. I don't know. We'll see, Melody. I mean, that's... you know, it used to be back when, before I understood a lot of things, I didn't mind election because I had my mind who I wanted to support, which side I was going to support. Now that I understand how rotten both of them are, I don't get excited about it. I get sick in my stomach.
They're still politicians.
That's
and,
exactly
I mean,
right.
I like DeSantis. Don't get me wrong. But I know they say what they need to say to get elected. And if all he does is talk about canceling out woke, he's not going to get elected. He won't be elected. As much as we support him and so forth, these Republicans are going to have to somehow, if any of them were any good, but, you know, I mean, I'm just talking about getting elected in my view, other than Biden, is they're going to have to appeal to all of those people who are Republican and voted for Biden. Because I just don't think they would show up this time, because I know most of them probably regret that they voted for him. I don't know. I don't know what will make them to get back on the bandwagon. But then again, they're all the same. Doesn't
matter. I'd say the primary is going to be a bloodbath, both sides. I don't think they're going to let Biden go back in. And if Trump and DeSantis go at it head-to-head, so to speak, it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, talk about digging up dirt. We're going to find
out. I know. I know. I hear the music. We'll be right back.
Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, it's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna say.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You know, Butch, I don't know if this customer is listening. You know, please don't take this wrong. I should probably not say anything. But we were talking about news today, and he says he gets all his news from Twitter since Elon Musk took over. That's the only place that you can find the truth.
Oh.
And I didn't say anything. Elon Musk isn't an elite. I personally don't think he really cares what goes out on Twitter. He might not have agreed with the way it was handled before. But that doesn't mean he's a real true free speecher and that things are not being reviewed. So he doesn't, his bread and butter isn't Twitter. It's government projects. And he would never do anything to upset that government. So... His car line, his EVs, the amount of money he probably gets from subsidies from our government, from our master president right now. Do you think he would ever really do something that would upset the apple cart and free speech and making sure everything didn't going through Twitter didn't have an impact? Come on. Come on. You know, so anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Well, I think it's obvious anyone in the position he's in is going to watch out for number one. That's all I can say. In the way of some good news as far as politics go, federal court reinstates law allowing Florida to defund Planned Parenthood. Bless their heart. Florida will be allowed to defund Planned Parenthood on June 1st after a federal judge entered a permanent injunction on Tuesday blocking part of the 2016 law. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle of the United States District Court, Northern District of Florida, reversed a permanent injunction on part of House Bill 1411, which prohibits state and federal local dollars from going to institutions that provide abortions. Hinkle stated in his order that the essential basis of the ruling in 2016 was the right to an abortion under Roe v. Wade, but with Roe overturned in the Supreme Court Dobbs decision last summer, that previous order no longer had legal standing. So that is some good news. That's some good news. And Melody, you know D.C. tried to give illegals votes in the city, right?
Right. Correct.
Guess who voted to do it? Burlington, Vermont. I wouldn't have thought that. I knew it was a little bit of a liberal state, but I thought it had more sense than that. Burlington, Vermont seeks to give voting rights to DACA illegal aliens. I'll repeat that. DACA illegal aliens. Burlington, Vermont, voters are seeking to extend local voting rights to illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, as well as foreign nationals with green cards and newly arrived migrants with work permits. This week, the residents in Burlington voted overwhelmingly, 67%, to allow DACA illegal aliens, green card holders, and migrants with work permits to vote in the local elections. Only 32% of residents voted against the measure. Now, the measure will go before Vermont State Legislature, which must approve the local voting changes and be signed by Governor Phil Scott. In January, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that localities allowing foreign nationals to vote in local elections do not violate the state's constitution. I got to ask this question. Now, this may sound really off the wall, but when Vermont's constitution was written, do you think anybody considered it one day they would be trying to bring forth a bill to give illegals a right to vote, or those here that aren't citizens for whatever reason? Do you think the people that founded Vermont and wrote the constitution are ever dream, Melly, that one day the people want to give people that are not citizens the right to govern the state or city?
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
They couldn't have thought of that. They couldn't have believed that one day they'd be letting foreigners control their country. They couldn't understand that. But here it is.
I mean, it's just really is amazing. It's just, but you don't hear anybody talking out about it.
I haven't seen the news anytime.
No. Nope.
So that tells me somebody just doesn't care or wants to keep it covered up. Both, probably. But that's beside the point. That's what they're doing. They're keeping it hush hush because people. And I think some people will be upset about it. But obviously, Burlington isn't too upset. The people voted to do it. We know that. There's trouble in Paris, right? In France? You knew that already.
Yes, I did.
Well, garbage piles up in Paris as Macron vows to push through pension reform. Garbage piled up in Paris streets and fuel deliveries were blocked from refineries as workers continued rolling strikes against pension reform. But President Emmanuel Macron refused to meet with unions and said the reform must go ahead. As debate around the reform continued in the Senate, workers blocked fuel deliveries from leaving Total Energies and Esso refineries on Friday, while power supply was disrupted and maintenance at some nuclear reactors was delayed. That's kind of dangerous. So far, the impact has not been major as cold weather has prevented the garbage in Paris and other cities from stinking. While there are no lines at the gas stations yet, as motorists, fuel station operators anticipated disruptions, so they prepared for it. But the hardline CGT union at Total Energies Don just refined me. He said the strike will be continued at least until Thursday, and garbage collector unions has set no date for resumption of services. So financially, many countries are really getting bent out of shape now, and they're getting tired of being harangued by government. And to raise the retirement rate from 62 to 64 in France is a big deal, I suppose. People are really angry about it. But, Melly, when you give government the power to feed you, clothe you, and house you, who pretty much owns you?
You know, I really don't feel all that bad. I mean, you know, this is what happens in a socialist nation. This is, you know, it's...
That's America. That's America, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, they're going to have to find ways in order to continue to make those payments. So you're going to, those people are going to get less and less. I mean, hey, they had open borders all through the European Union. They welcomed people in all over. And they could, you know, move back and forth throughout the countries and so forth. So, you know, you get what you ask. So.
They literally opened with the open arms. They really did. They were literally welcomed with open arms. And I think, I don't know. I know that some people are regretting it right now. They wish they hadn't done it. And some people tried to tell me you don't want to do this, but it's too late now, folks. Once they're there, they're there. And poor old Tesla vehicles. The NHTSA initiates investigation of his steering wheels detaching from Tesla vehicles. Now, that would be embarrassing. Following reports of steering wheels detaching from the steering column while driving, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has initiated yet another investigation into Tesla Model Y SUV. As per a report by AP News, the NHTSA has initiated an investigation to approximately 120,000 Model Y vehicles from the 2023 model year. So they're brand new. Yes, brand spanking new. The agency was prompted to act after receiving two complaints of steering wheels detaching while driving. Some customers have suggested that the missing bolts carrying a wheel to the steering column may be cause of the issue. According to documents published on the NHTSA's website on Wednesday, agency noted that both incidents occurred when the Model Y SUV had low mileage. The investigation will focus on determining if the issues are widespread and reviewing Tesla's manufacturing and quality control process. They've had a hard time getting things out, ain't they?
Certainly do.
I mean, they really have. It's just, I don't feel sorry for them or not. I don't know what's going on there, but that's something. I mean, steering wheel falls off could be a bad thing to happen.
You know, it's interesting, you know, because a lot of these EV makers and so forth, I mean, it's truly amazing how quickly they want to shut down, you know, gasoline-powered automobiles, because you have to have that demand for these new vehicles, and it isn't there. But look at the billions and billions of dollars that's being spent to push this down our throat. I mean, this isn't Obamacare. Or half the people or more in this country really needed something a little bit cheaper, and even though it didn't really work and you really couldn't keep the, you know, there was a lot of lies and so forth pushed, it did help some people. These EVs don't help anybody.
That's true. Very true.
You know, and I don't like paying for other people's health care, just like I don't like paying for other people's electricity and their ability to charge their vehicles that they choose to buy.
I totally
agree.
It's
not my responsibility.
I agree. Mexico rebukes GOP push to deploy U.S. military against cartels across borders. I don't know if you knew this or not, but there's talk about sending the army in. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador pushed back Thursday against Republican lawmakers who urged the Biden administration to take military action against drug cartels across the border following killing of two Americans in Matamoros. He said that such a man treated Mexican threatened Mexican sovereignty. So he said, we're not going to allow that to happen to anybody, especially armed forces. So we'll see. I mean, it doesn't sound too favorable. It's going to happen. But I would think, where would we get off sending military across the border to find those cartels? I know they're there, but we have people killed on this side of the border also. They're citizens, so I don't know. That's just kind of weird. Any comments on that?
No, but does anybody remember Fast and Furious? We gave weapons.
Oh, yes.
To, you know?
Yes.
And then our agents get killed. So it's not a good thing. Stay out of there. They don't want us there. They didn't ask for us there. Even if they did ask us for there, we shouldn't go there, period.
Especially Matt Morris. That's a pretty bad place even for the people who live there.
And, you know, that's what they do, because we were traveling in Mexico. And they, oh, my gosh, this goes back to the early 80s. And that's what they do. We had a car. There was four of us. There's three of us. And they had a car pull up next to us. And they showed a badge and tried to wave us off the road. Well, you know, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, the federales, or what did we do? We didn't do anything. But the person that was driving has done this trip many times and said they're not real and kept driving. And eventually they just passed us and went on. We never saw them again.
Wow.
It's dangerous down there.
It is dangerous.
It's dangerous in a lot of these third world countries.
Let's face it, it's dangerous in Chicago, too.
It's dangerous here, everywhere.
It is. I'll finish up now with a short good news story. The boy who took a stand. Not much touches our hearts more than children who give selfishly, like one 7-year-old named Quinn Collender did for his best friend, Braden Krosnachis. I can't say it very well. Braden has cerebral palsy. Quinn simply wanted to help Braden walk and move with less pain. So he set up a lemonade stand for his buddy to raise money to help Braden, and the two began selling their delicious drinks outside a local grocery store. Quinn's mom posted about his heartwarming campaign on a donation website, hoping to bring in a few more dollars for his cause. What the family didn't expect, though, was more than $61,000 in donations to come rolling in, which would help support a much-needed surgery for Braden later that year. And it all started with a small boy, a brilliant idea, and a huge heart. There you go. I like that.
Yes,
I do. You know, that every time I read those all the time, I know I do, and hope nobody gets tired of them, because I like sometimes to wash my ears out with some good news. As Paul Harvey used to say, wash ears out with this. Well, that's good news. We're in a mess. Banks are collapsing, literally. Things aren't looking good at all. But we're going to stand anyway and do what's right and try to spread goodness and love to everybody we can. Melody, go ahead.
Well, you're leaving me pretty early here. You only have one good story today?
Well, I didn't know you wanted more than one. I could have had a couple more, but I knew you
just one.
I used to just do one. I mean, unless the boss says do more.
Well, if you have another one, we have a minute.
Well, I don't have another today. Oh. I wasn't prepared for that. I wasn't prepared for that.
You surprised me, huh?
Well, yeah. I figured, you know, I'll give you a home in to wrap your program up.
Okay.
Gee, I'm nice to you.
Okay. All right, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. A couple other headlines that I think are important that we didn't get to is Iran and Saudi restore ties in China, brokered deal. So, you know, things are getting they're getting a little more lovey-dovey in various areas of the world. So you really do have to be careful, because I think everybody pretty much knows where this is all headed. And you just have to be prepared, and you can sit back, buckle up, and enjoy the ride. Because you'll be protected. Well, I don't think any of us is going to enjoy the ride, but you'll be able to sit back and watch it unravel. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.